Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. I'm pleased to welcome a young woman who is helping to protect our natural environment one pollinator garden at a time. Clara Meisner is a volunteer butterfly ranger with the David Suzuki Foundation's Butterfly Way project. Nice to have you here, Clara.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So, you know, we have spoken to you before, right, about the project, but maybe you could refresh our memories by explaining what the Butterfly Way project is and how you became involved.
Yeah, for sure. So it's a volunteer-led initiative throughout Canada that focuses on creating native pollinator gardens to help endangered local species of pollinators. I joined the project 3 years ago, actually, so my third year working on it. And I heard about it through Climate Network Lanark's youth group that I was involved with. And I thought it was such a great opportunity and such an interesting initiative that was going on. So I applied to be a ranger, and here I am.
Oh, my goodness. And we'll talk about the ranger in just a moment. I'm just wondering what a butterfly way is. What does that consist of?
Yeah, so a butterfly way is a series of 12 pollinator habitats that are situated in a town or a community, just like in close proximity. And the butterfly movement in like total has 91, I think it is around. And
91 what?
Like over 91 butterfly ways. So
okay.
A series of 12-ish gardens. And I think they estimated around 7,000 habitats in total.
And what areas is this in then?
All across Canada.
This is across the country.
Focused on Canada there. Yeah, there's a map on the David Suzuki Foundation's website that shows all of the gardens and all of the designated butterfly ways.
Okay, so the butterfly way, is that why it's referred to as a highway kind of thing? Because these are all in close proximity?
Yeah, so like people apply to be a ranger and create their own butterfly ways and
okay.
Then add it to the ongoing movement across
okay.
Canada.
Okay. Why is this so important that we plant these pollinator gardens?
Well, pollinators support our life and they're essential to everything. It's one in three bites of food you eat is pollinators are responsible for that. And so there's multiple things that are endangering them, like the wildfires that have been going on recently, climate change just in general, pesticides, anything like that can significantly harm them. And so by joining a movement like this and working towards creating local habitats for these pollinators that are native to your area, we can support their populations and overall a better environment for us and them.
Okay. So what exactly do you do then as a volunteer butterfly ranger?
Yeah, so we attend webinars online where we learn about all of the either like different initiatives that are going on and like information about these pollinators and how we can create these gardens so they're best fitted for our native pollinators in our areas. And then we kind of go off on our own and work together with other rangers in our area to create our own butterfly ways and own programs that we offer to the community.
So is this part of a team then? Do you get a team together?
Yeah. So over the past few years, the team has kind of changed up for this area. Right now, there's around four of us working on it. We're all kind of doing our own thing, but we're working together and yeah, we're just trying to see what we can do and what resources we have available within our community.
Sure. And are you all high school students?
No, just Jordan Ann and I are the high school students. But there's some other rangers that have applied, one last year and one this year.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So is there a lot of training involved to be a ranger?
Not really. All the webinars and training sessions are optional. They're just available resources mm-hmm. for anyone. And there's also like a Google Drive with a bunch of resources that you can look through on your own time. It's really, really simple, honestly. And the webinars are just educational and help.
And are you committed to doing something else with the foundation then? Like, do you have to go out and educate the public, hand out pamphlets, attend any sessions of any kind?
Not really. They recommend you, their goal is 12 gardens mm-hmm. per ranger or per group. So by signing up, you're kind of like, I'm going to try to work towards that goal, but
sure.
there's no mandatory guidelines that you have to abide by.
So tell us about the part that you play in the Butterfly Way Diaries video series narrated by David Suzuki. You have a starring role, don't you, in episode 6?
Yeah.
I watched it, A Nation on Fire. And how appropriate is that we're talking about that today, Clara, with all the wildfires that we've had locally? I mean, this is amazing that this has come up today, that I'm talking to you about it.
Yeah. So I filmed that last summer, and all the episodes kind of focus on local initiatives that are going on within the Butterfly Way Project. It's that episode really talks about just the climate in general and the overall issues that are happening in our world, and wildfires right now being a very huge issue. And these wildfires are destroying habitats and causing so many issues like air pollution that are affecting pollinators.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that video, I was trying to get the message across that there's so many small initiatives. It doesn't have to be planting pollinator gardens that you can do to make a difference to help prevent these disasters.
And what are some of those things that we can do?
Simply just picking up garbage, not driving your car as much, taking public transportation instead, riding your bike, walking.
Okay.
I recommend planting a garden.
So, and just before we finish, I want to ask you, what can go into that garden and what can we do? But I just wanted to ask you a couple of other questions. First, how does it feel though to be part of a David Suzuki Foundation project? That sounds pretty important to me.
Yeah, I love it. It's become such a big part of my life. I originally started it as I needed volunteer hours for high school, and
okay.
I only needed 40, and now I just kept going because it just makes me happy and something good that I can put my time towards that I know is making a difference. And it's helping my community and giving back, really.
I think it's really fantastic. I think it's fantastic. You're addicted to this, aren't you?
Yeah.
And it's really neat that David Suzuki is narrating this as well, eh? All the episodes.
Yeah,
that's really cool, isn't
it? Yeah.
Well, that's great that you're doing all this for the community. What does a pollinator garden consist of? What should it consist of?
The main thing is native pollinator plants, because those are the ones that are going to support our local pollinators as they've co-evolved together, and they're the best food source for them. And
what would some of those be
variety
then?
Of,
what would some of those native
plants
be?
There's a variety. There's so many. My favorite is the common yarrow. It's very pretty.
Yarrow, okay.
There's anemones, columbines. There's swamp milkweed. There's a guide online that has lists and lists. There's also some trees and shrubs and stuff like that as well.
Okay, and this is on, where can we find that then? Where can we go to find out where these plants are?
You can look up, I think it's called pollinator.org is the one that I use, and you just type in your postal code. But there's so many available resources online if you just look up your area where you're located.
Okay. And if someone wants to watch the videos, where can they find those as well?
Yeah, so they're all posted on the David Suzuki Foundation's mm-hmm. YouTube channel.
Okay. And the Ranger program, if anybody is interested in wanting to become a ranger, what would they do?
So there's applications that you submit. I think it's January, around sometime around there, and you just fill in a bunch of questions that they ask you, and then they'll get back to you. I don't think anyone doesn't get accepted, but you also don't need to be a ranger to plant a garden and start initiatives like this. We're always looking for volunteers for our projects as well, so yeah.
Well, I think it's a great job that you and your team are doing. I really do. I think it's
Thank you.
fantastic. And you'll be, I'm sure, a good role model for other young people your age as well, and for us older
Thanks.
people as well. So thank you very much for that, Clara. And thanks
No
a
problem.
lot for taking the time to, rush home from school and do this interview with me today. It's really nice of you to do that.
No
I
problem.
really
Anytime.
appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Clara.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of the afternoon. My guest is Clara Meisner, volunteer butterfly ranger with the David Suzuki Foundation Butterfly Way Project. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.